The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Welcome back. 51551, that's our text number. Now, I spoke yesterday to fashion revolutionary Ursula de Castro. Remember the sassy Italian lady? And we were talking about a number of things, including the benefits to be had from knowing how to use a needle and thread. Well, Emer Flannery is on the line. She learned her sewing skills at an early age and is now reaping the rewards with our first business venture, making weighted blankets. Good morning, Emer.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Not so bad at all. And just tell us how busy you have been in the last year.
So, yeah, I suppose it really took off last year when the pandemic started. People were at home. They weren't able to sleep. There was high levels of anxiety. People were more stressed than they've ever been, and lack of physical touch and being able to go out and see people really contributed to people's like mental health being impacted. So we've been so busy since then. And just trying to provide some comfort to people in these times.
Yeah, and it's working. Weighted blankets, that's what you're supplying. What exactly is a weighted blanket?
Yeah, so a weighted blanket is based on basically deep touch pressure therapy. So it's a similar concept to a hug or stimulation of your pressure point. So it just basically helps your body to calm down. It activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for relaxation and calming. So we make Kakuno blankets. They're a little bit different to what's on the market. So ours are customizable. So this means you can add or remove the weights in each of your Kakuno blankets.
Right.
So that's beneficial if you like weight or pressure at certain parts of your body. So you'll experience less twisting and turning at night, which keeps a lot of people awake at nighttime.
Yeah.
And also we have people that are post-op, so they might like pressure maybe around, they've had an operation around their pancreas, one lady in particular, and just you can simply just remove the weights from there, and you can also add them to the freezer to keep, have a cooling effect in summer or if you just sleep hot.
And what's interesting here is that before the pandemic, weighted blankets had a very common use. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so they were originally designed for, I suppose, people with autism. So, again, I would have worked as a behaviour therapist with children with autism, and that's where the idea first came for me to create Kakuno in 2011. Again, a lot of children or adults with autism might have a difficulty reducing their, just calming their own body down. So it's like a self-soothing tool that they can go to and create that feeling of calm. Majority of our customers are actually adults that would experience just difficulties sleeping. So it's, although it was first created maybe to solve a problem with children or adults with autism, it actually is so beneficial to everybody because we all have different sensory needs. And with Kakuno blankets, it really helps calm ourselves and to sleep better, relax the body.
It's been a huge help for people. The texts are coming in already. Please, please, please tell me if weighted blankets help restless legs. I'm getting no sleep at the moment with them.
Yeah, exactly. We actually have a good few customers that have restless legs. So again, that's kind of an activated nervous system. So it can be very hard for somebody with restless legs to actually relax themselves.
Yeah.
So what the Kakuno can do is actually placing that gentle pressure has a relaxing feeling on their body. And on their legs, because if their legs are kind of moving voluntarily, it's very hard to switch off and sleep. You know, we get so many calls from people with restless leg, and it's really they really struggle to be able to sleep at night because the movement from the legs does not stop, you know, like you would want it to at night time when you're trying to actually relax. So we have people with restless leg syndrome that have it, that use theirs. One lady likes CrossFit and she finds her body muscles to be sore, uses the blanket,
Kakuno
blanket, and that helps relax them. We have people that use it for meditation. People with insomnia as well, it made a huge difference. One lady went from sleeping 1 hour per night to seven after getting her Kakuno blanket. So it really just does vary with such a wide customer base.
And this is what you're talking about, that you're able to tailor them, particularly in this country, and do. So are you kind of physically involved with the needle and thread yourself?
Yeah, so I would have been. My mum is was a dressmaker, so I would have grown up knowing how to sew. So everything that we made originally, we would have made everything in Balmullis and Mayo.
Yes.
And then we tried to keep production in Ireland. It wasn't possible. The facility wasn't here. We would need a big factory. So I would be very, feel quite strongly, same as Ursula yesterday, about kind of keeping production local, and we produce everything in Europe. So I order every single component or fabric that goes into every blanket.
Yes.
It's our design, so the Cocoon Lux is patent pending. So we have the design, the manufacturing flow, and we order every part of the fabric.
Brilliant.
And we've used customer feedback to kind of navigate the choice of fabric.
And the feedback has been really good. Cocoono.com, and it's K-O-C-O-O-N-O.com. It's coming out of Ireland. It's an Irish company, and out of Mayo specifically. And you've got help from Uda Ross na Gael, Mayo LEE, and New Frontiers, which is out of the Galway Mayo Institute of Technology. So it's a really good story. And it's, as I say, it mimics that feeling of a warm hug for people with sleeping problems, an Irish success story, and a happy story there as well. OK, it's just gone 10 o'clock, so we'd better pass over to Claire Byrne. We were back again in the morning.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.